Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 368 for Wednesday, April 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower on Wednesday, backing away from nearby highs as investors took profits and buyers moved to the sidelines. Canola was down by $1 to $3, the July contract down $2.90 at $498.10 per ton. After settling above the psychological $500 mark yesterday, canola was said to be due for a correction from a chart standpoint. Exporters and domestic crushers were also showing a reluctance to keep buying at these higher levels. Losses in Chicago soy oil contributed to the softer tone in canola. However, tightening old crop supplies and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures heading into the new growing season did provide support. Slight weakness in the Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart also helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower, although soybeans, they were up a penny to down 7 cents at the close. The July contract moving above unchanged late in the day, up a penny at 10.28 per bushel. Overbought price sentiment had investors on the sell side early in the day, as soybeans backed away from their nearby highs. Forecasts calling for some improving harvest weather in Argentina were also bearish. However, production in the South American country is still expected to be hurt by recent excess moisture, and that provided support. Solid export demand for U.S. beans also underpinned the futures. Nearly 400,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold to unknown destinations this morning. The majority of that business is for delivery during the current marketing year. For corn, prices were down 1 to 4 cents, the July contract down 2 at $3.85 per bushel. Speculative profit-taking after yesterday's gains was a feature in corn, while the good seeding weather across the U.S. Midwest kept the market under pressure as well. However, good export demand was supportive. A shift in Argentina's ethanol policy, which may see some of its crop diverted to producing the renewable fuel, also helped underpin the U.S. futures. Wheat, it's down 1 to 6 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.83 per bushel. Improving moisture conditions across much of the U.S. wheat-growing area weighed on prices today. Poor demand for U.S. wheat coupled with increased competition out of the Black Sea region also weighed on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.